This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 988, How to Connect with a Friend Who Has Lost Someone in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What should you say when your friend has lost someone in their life? Today, we review an article that critiques common ways to offer support, and we offer our own opinion on which ones will lead to better connections in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, Michelle, not too bad. Hanging in there.
Okay, awesome. So today, we're going to talk about something a little bit sad.
Yeah.
What is it, Lindsay?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about loss.
Yeah.
And death. And we might touch on suicide a little bit here because there's some things. Well, first of all, there's some things that have been happening the last few weeks in American culture. There have been a couple of high profile suicides, yeah. actually. A couple of big names have killed themselves. And when this came out, I was shocked to see this particular statistic saying that suicide in the U.S. has risen by more than 30% in 25 states across the U.S.
Oh,
since 99. That's huge, Michelle. 30%.
Oh, wow.
So I've seen this. I got this statistic today from Business Insider, but I had seen this quote, this statistic, when these news stories came out a few weeks ago.
So who was it just to tell our listeners, who was it that killed himself?
Well, two people. So the first one, it was in the same week too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But Kate Spade, who you guys might know the name Kate Spade because she created the bags, Kate Spade bags. She was a huge fashion icon, created this massive brand that people love. And then later in the week, it was who, Michelle?
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he hosts a show, a travel show, but more than just like, oh, this is this spot, this is that spot, like a very like cultural show focused on food and people and the really great show. So two people that I actually admired, and I don't even really know much about fashion or designers, but that is the one person that I knew I could spot her stuff and I'd be like, oh, it's adorable. And that's really the only person. And then Anthony Bourdain, I just loved his show. So
yeah, they were
really
both,
was sad.
Both of them in their own domains were very relatable people. Like the art that they produced was very much for like your everyday person, not so much for like, super wealthy people, right? Kate Spade created a bag that
yeah, it was upscale, but not like out of this world expensive. I think I didn't have any of her bags, but I think she tried to create something was available for most people, I think. Anyways, yeah, crazy. This is, yeah.
So, yeah, that was hard that week. So, you know, we do have a listener question dealing with death. So yeah. Sorry to kind of take it here today, but guys, we did have a question and it is a good question. Let's get into it. So we have talked about this topic before. Mm-hmm. On episode 845, we spoke about America's obsession with death. So if you want to go over and listen to that one, I'm sorry to sound so gloomy and our voices are changing and everything, but you know, it's, you know, we can't avoid it. So, and then on episode 608, we talked about how to talk to a friend who's lost someone. So guys, those are two episodes that you might want to check out. So, but today we do have a listener question about this topic. So, Lindsay, do you want to read it?
Yeah, so I'll dive in. So here we go. So the person says, hello, Lindsay and Michelle. This is Yuki from Japan. I listen to All Ears English while commuting, while I'm walking my dog, while I'm eating with my headphones on, because my family watches TV, of course, in Japanese, and I'm pretty much not interested in any programs. Mm-hmm. I know it's not good manners, though. I feel like listening to All Ears English, especially after I get tired of listening to the news, so that I can relax and learn at the same time. Hey, that's awesome, Yuki. That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
That's our goal, right? There you go.
That's right.
So she says, here we go. I think Yuki's a guy's name. Sorry, I got confused about...
Oh, Yuki.
Sometimes it's hard for me to remember male or female names, so I apologize. So anyways, here's my question. I was watching another English podcast, and they featured a phrase that you can use in a funeral, which was, I'm sorry for your loss. And an American teacher commented that you can say that to colleagues or acquaintances, but not to friends or someone close. I thought I could say that to anybody, including friends. I know other phrases like, my condolences, my thoughts are with you, you're in my thoughts. Are there other phrases that you can say to comfort someone, especially friends? I haven't thought that I would ask you guys any questions. I'm kind of nervous, thinking if you will pick my question and read my email on All Ears English. We did. Anyway,
we did.
Thank you so much for your time and for reading till the end. Hope you had a nice weekend. Okay, cool. Yuki, awesome. Good question.
Thank you. It is a good question. And, you know, Yuki, we definitely want to direct you to episode 608 on what to say to someone in English who's grieving. But just, you know, to really quickly answer this, and then we're going to get into something else that's really very relevant to Yuki's question. So basically, I'm sorry for your loss. So that's a typical thing to say. Do you think it's good for friends, Lindsay?
Well, I think it's a little bit distant. I mean, I think maybe this teacher that told Yuki that is correct. In a sense, it's not the worst thing, but it puts a little bit of a like a distance between you and the person, a little bit unfamiliar, that feeling of that's all you're going to say. Like, yeah, I would say for a good friend, just saying I'm sorry for your loss would feel kind of cold.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you would really probably take it in another direction. You might say that like to their parent, or if they're, you know, if they have a relative that you don't know that well, but then you would just say like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, we'll get into a little bit more. But my thoughts are with you. That's good, but I think it's the same. Yeah. And also you're in my thoughts, also fine. Yeah.
So are we saying it's fine? Those two last phrases are fine for friends or not fine for friends?
I think that they're similar to, the first one, which is I'm sorry for your loss or my condolences. I think those are a little bit, put some more distance to it, right?
Yeah.
But you know, we're going to talk more about this as we go through the episode. I'm not sure. So one thing that this made me think of, I'm not sure where my husband heard this from, but he told me once that he heard that somewhere that you should say to someone, if you didn't know the person who they lost very well, that you should really ask them about the person, right? Like, what was he like or what was she like? Because this lets them tell you what the person meant to them.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe share some stories and that's like, if they want, what do you think about that, Lindsay?
I think that's great. And I think I don't have a ton of experience with, you know, losing people close. I mean, obviously people have passed away, but I don't have a ton of experience with these conversations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think generally people just want to be heard. Like, they want to be listened to. Mm-hmm. They just mm-hmm. want an ear, especially if they're your close friend. So saying something like, what was he like? What was she like? And then just being quiet and really listening and mm-hmm. just being there, maybe holding their hand or something, mm-hmm. if it's a close yeah. person, then that's fine. Like, that's more than enough.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I agree. So guys, we're today actually, I found this article that I felt would go with this well. It's from prevention.com. It's by Julie Halpert, written on March 16th, 2017. So a little bit back, but I think it's really relevant to this question. So it's about what not to say to your friend who is grieving. Okay. So we're going to like kind of come at this question from this angle.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through a few of them and share our thoughts, of what you shouldn't say. This is what the article says, what you shouldn't say and what you should say. This is straight from the article and we'll get to our thoughts as well. So we'll go through a few of them, and we'll leave you guys the link. So, the first one is, so what's something you should not say, Lindsay?
Okay. So if you shouldn't say, I know how you feel.
Okay. Instead, you should say.
You could say, I can't imagine what you're going through, right? And why is that, that, you know, people, you shouldn't say, I know how you feel.
Right. Because the article talks about how, you know, most people, unfortunately, have lost someone, mm-hmm. but you didn't lose this specific person in the way that your friend did.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, you can have, you know, sympathy and feel that you have like empathy as well. And you do, of course. Mm-hmm. But just to say that kind of sounds like, well, you didn't lose this person in the same way that I did, unless it is a person that you both were, you know, but this is more about like comforting a friend. It sounds more like we're talking about to somebody who maybe we didn't have that relationship with. So like, yes, mm-hmm. you know how maybe death feels, how it feels to lose somebody, but you don't want to emphasize that right now. Yeah. It's about this person and their loss.
Yeah. I mean, it could belittle their experience. It could like take away, it could make them feel like you're not acknowledging. You're just saying, oh, it feels the same for everyone. I've been through it too. You know, I can understand, but you really can't because you don't exactly, as you said, Michelle. So I agree with that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that this is a really interesting tip, you know, not something that people would think of necessarily. I mean, and this, you know, this is not like a teaching English article, right? So mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say is that this is for something that native speakers may say and not realize that it could give off the wrong vibe, right?
Exactly. So today we're critiquing native English.
Exactly. Right?
So we're showing you what are all these phrases are phrases that natives do say, right?
Yeah.
But which ones are better and which ones will help you really connect in such a crucial moment? Right. Because it's for a friendship, like that could determine the future of your friendship with that person, how well you support them or don't support them.
Yeah.
This is connection, right? And just because it's in another language doesn't mean you have an excuse, right? If this person is a good friend of yours and maybe they're a native English speaker and you're not, you still want to try to step up and offer the right support. So, guys,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. So, all right. Yeah, good point, Lindsay. So, what's the next one? What's something you should not say?
Hey guys, if you feel like you are listening to this podcast all of the time, but you're still not able to connect, then there are 7 simple secrets that you should know about so that you can really build those connections that you want. And you can get these 7 secrets in a free video. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets to get your video today. allearsenglish.com/secrets.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, so this is kind of a cliche. Don't say he's in a better place.
Okay. And it says, instead to say, and this is, you know, we can talk about this. It says to say, I'm so sorry for your loss. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this one, it talks about how this gets into religion. He's in a better place.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Which maybe your friend doesn't you know, like everybody has a different feeling about what happens to them after you die. So just saying that to someone, if you, especially if you don't know how they feel about that. And also it doesn't mention, this article talks about how it doesn't say anything about your friend and their personal loss. Right? It's just saying like, oh, they're in a better place. Like, great. Like, I'm also hurting. You know, it's not really talking to their pain.
Okay. So then the alternative, the better option is actually speaking more directly to them, that person, your friend, right? By saying, this is what they suggest. They suggest, I'm so sorry for your loss, right? Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, we, you know, in talking about that phrase, I mean, I still think it sounds a little bit formal. Like, I'm so sorry for your loss. I think adding so actually makes it a little bit more, a little bit better. I don't know, but I'm just, I'm so sorry for your loss. And then continuing. And I don't know. That's how I feel about that phrase.
Yeah, I think you're right. Saying so makes it more improvised.
Yeah.
It makes it more spontaneous. That's what it does to that.
Right.
Okay?
Right, and so
instead of taking that sound bite that you copied from a textbook, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry for your loss, right? I'm so sorry for your loss. What can I do? How can I help? You know, that kind of thing. Okay.
Right. Okay, let's move on to the next one. We have a couple more. So what is this? What should you not say, Lindsay?
Okay, so this is another cliche. These are all cliches, I guess. But we've talked about cliches in the last couple of weeks. Guys, go back and type in the search bar cliche and see what comes up. You can do that now if you're on the iOS app too, by the way. So, all right, so here it is. He or she lived a full life.
So it says not to say that, but what should you say instead?
You could say, what did you love most about him or her? So that's kind of along the lines of what was he like?
Similar right. Like question. What my husband said. Yeah. Yeah. And like, so Lindsay, why shouldn't you say he or she lived a full life? Like according to the article?
I mean, maybe it's kind of dismissing and saying like, it's okay that they're gone because they lived well. I don't.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, they talk about how, okay, even if the person was 100 years old, I mean, it still hurts, right? Yeah. And like, yes, like, of course. Okay. If they lived a long life or they lived a good life, like, great. Of course. That's wonderful. But there's no need to point that out as like a source of comfort. You're still missing that person. There's no point in saying it. Of course, you know, the article talks about that. And like, it kind of goes for what you should say about what did you love most? Like I said, about what Dan, my husband said is, you know, it goes back to seeing if the person wants to talk about their loved one rather than just be like, oh yeah, they had a full life.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is really, guys, getting into the nuances of native English, right? So, I mean, just take it slow, write down some of these phrases, and don't worry too much. I mean, this is going to push you to the next level for these kind of situations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that this is really key for connection and such an, like you said, a crucial time in somebody's life. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
So, the last one is, so don't say, call me if you need anything.
Okay? Yeah.
Well, that sounds funny. So what should you say, Lindsay?
You should say, I'll be by at noon and take you to lunch.
Okay. That's a little bit of an exaggeration. I think you're not going to like just tell them exactly, you know. Right. But what do you think about this one, Lindsay?
Well, just the theme of it. I mean, maybe the phrases we could adjust, but the theme of it is that you're asking them to take the kind of take the lead in contacting you, but instead you think of things you could do for the person and do that. Like maybe you could just come over with dinner cooked and, well, if they don't want it, then you leave it for them. If they want space, you go home, but you take the action. Don't ask them to take the action.
Right. Because it talks about how, like, if you say, you know, oh, if you need something, like your friend may feel like, okay, that's not a real... You're not really giving them an invitation, right? Of course they need someone, right? Everybody deals with it in their different way. Some people want someone to talk to, maybe some people don't. But if you offer to be there at a more specific time or you just take the lead, see if they're interested, like Lindsay said. And, you know, I think also it's important. It helps people, some people, to keep busy. So if you give them some sort of structure, say, you know, I'd like to bring you dinner Tuesday night, or, you know, it shows them that your offer is sincere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I like that. Cool. Okay. Yeah. So this is good. Wow. This is a very advanced episode today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, Personally, like from my experience and things I've read and whatever, I think it's very important to be there for someone and not to pretend that it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I think that that's kind of key. You know, it's easy to want to avoid the topic. And I think we talked about this a little bit in our other episode. So again, go ahead, listen to that. You can compare. And you know, what do you think, Lindsay? You think it's something mm-hmm. you should talk about?
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to minimize something, someone's experience. Yeah. You never want to minimize. And the key to connection is letting someone be heard. I was having a conversation with someone close to me in my life last night about, not about death, but about the person did something in a conversation where I didn't feel heard. And I called her out on it. Like I said, hey, I've seen you do this a lot and I don't like it because I don't feel heard. This is how it feels to me. So there's something very deep in us as humans needing to be heard and listened to. And so this really applies when it comes to death. So guys, a key to connection here. Today has been a challenging episode because we've been critiquing native English, right? We're not going from non-native English to native English. We're going from native, like maybe improper native English to better native English, or like poorly prepared native English. So we're showing you guys how to connect here. So yeah, I agree, Michelle. Don't minimize people's experience in any situation. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, guys, the takeaway is, you know, we gave you different ideas of what to say. So we did teach you, you know, some phrases that go along with this and, you know, really going into what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. You know, don't avoid the topic and, you know, really be specific about the ways that you would like to help your friend.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. So good. Okay, such a great episode. Thank you to our listener. Was it Yuki? Thank you to Yuki for asking.
Thank you. And sorry to keep it kind of serious today, guys, but you know, this is real life. So
yeah, it's part of life. Listening. It's part of life. And that's okay. We're talking about life here.
That's right.
And guys, just one quick tip. If you are taking the IELTS exam this year, then go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast. We have some really good episodes over there for you guys to get your 7 or higher. Just search for IELTS Energy in your podcast player. Okay, cool. All right, Michelle, I will see you soon.
Take care. All right. Okay, bye, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.